making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight.
I let this go too long. I don't know how long I should let it breathe. So
I'll let this thing go the whole time.
I just wanted to let it breathe for you.
It's good. Feels good, doesn't it, Jones? Friday at noon.
That feels kind of nice.
I start to lose focus, but you got me focused back with the hockey talk.
I'll acknowledge it feels kind of nice.
Feels nice.
Letting it breathe like 87 octane.
like a nice fine 87 octane.
87 Cabernet.
In Vincent Brisby's
from Shell
300L series.
Excellent.
It's hour number three, Zoe and Beetle. No Beetle today. Adam Jones in for Mark Bertrand. Zoe's here. Sean Silver's here. We're taking you up until 2 o'clock on a Friday with all your phone calls. 617-779-0985. We've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
I would say we've covered
some
ground.
It's been a good 2 hours.
Yeah, it's strong. Very strong.
Very strong.
We got to David Price and the pathetic, embarrassing standing ovation that he got last night. We got into Mookie Betts and why he's not more popular in this city. We got into Isaiah Thomas and the lack of a Brinks truck and how he does not need a Brinks truck. He just needs the ATM, like all the rest of us, to make his transactions. So we'll get back into all of those things later on in the program. But I wanted to get to the Bruins, and I'll tell you, Zoe, we had Bruins fans a little hot under the collar last night on the Adam Jones program.
Okay.
Which, again, it's interesting. You know, there's a very popular, highly rated Red Sox game going out. Just follow a Globe Writer on Twitter. Just follow a Globe Writer out there, and they'll tell you.
I think even John Keller did a little ditty on that.
I saw that. The Keller at large.
Enjoy the summer and cheer for the hometown team.
Yeah, no, that's good advice. So you know.
My best John Keller.
With
Keller at large. Thanks for watching, folks.
Follow a Globe Writer, and they'll tell you how high ratings were. My goodness. It's like John Henry put out a directive to talk up how good ratings were.
Don't worry, be happy.
It's interesting. Ratings are way up with the Red Sox. But last night, we had the lines jumping from Bruins fans.
Sure did.
Because this occurred to me, Zoe. Yesterday during the day, I was thinking about a hockey angle. And what jumped out to me is I'm like, you know, this Bruins team is already light years behind Tampa Bay. The Lightning spotted them a game one,
yeah,
in the second round last year, and then blew their doors off in games 2 through 5. So Tampa Bay is head and shoulders better than Boston already, mm-hmm, and Tampa might add Erik Karlsson, okay? Two-time Norris winner. They might add, you know, arguably the best defensive player, best defenseman in hockey. So add him to the list, right? And then you're talking about a super team in Tampa Bay,
sure,
a super team in the NHL. They'd be the Golden State Warriors if they add Erik Karlsson. So you're already not in Tampa's class. We knew that. Toronto outfoxed you for John Tavares.
Yeah.
They already pushed you to Game 7 last year. They didn't even have Nazem Kadri for half that series. They pushed you to Game 7. You had the home ice advantage. They add John Tavares, who Bruins fans, when they were in the mix for signing John Tavares, were telling me he's a top 10 player. At least the top 15 or top 20 players.
Weird way, I'm glad they didn't get Tavares to come here because I don't think he could play in this fishbowl.
Yeah, so I actually agree with that. But whatever, he's a good player and he's in Toronto.
Right.
I think he's going to be good there. I think he swings the pendulum. If he's truly a top 20 player, never mind,
sure,
top 15 or 10, he swings the pendulum in Toronto's favor. Okay? So here's what occurred to me. If you're worse than Toronto and you're worse than Tampa, and I think they clearly are worse than both, given the format in the NHL, where you got to play your way out of the Atlantic Division, unless you're a wild card, and then you could end up on the Metropolitan side. Though, in fairness, the Metro has the last three Stanley Cup champions, two from Pittsburgh and one from Washington.
I was going to mention Pittsburgh. Look at the talent they have.
Go I don't ahead. Know if it's great to go on that side of the bracket either, but you got to play your way out of the
right,
Atlantic.
Right.
That means you're going to be getting either Toronto or Tampa in the first round, and if by the graces of God you advance to the second round, you're going to get the other one
right
in round two. You know what occurred to me yesterday, Zoe?
What?
The Bruins may have peaked last year. And they may have truly missed on an opportunity with Washington finally putting it together and going on a run in the East, with freaking Vegas in the West, the Bruins may have missed a golden opportunity, and they may have just peaked next year. I hope you like the second round, Bruins fans.
I see what you're saying.
I hope you like the one win in the second round, Bruins fans, because it may be a long time before you get another one, if you know what I mean.
Remember the Patriots when they were in Indianapolis for the AFC Championship game? You're up 18 at halftime.
Yep.
And you come back and you lose, and you had, Pierre Woods or somebody covering someone in the slot, and Clark ended up smoking them.
I think it was Pierre Woods.
Was Pierre Woods. And the missed opportunity there. You would have gone to play in a Super Bowl against Rex Grossman and the Chicago Bears. It would have been a gimme. The toughest game was the game you were playing in, and you had the lead by 18. So you talk about that missed opportunity. Yeah, I agree with you in that sense, but to think what this team could potentially be, they were too young to peak. How can you peak when you're that young, right?
Well,
they put out the commercials.
Here's the thing.
Felger making fun of the youth.
Here's the thing. Doesn't Toronto have better youth?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
More talented youth.
So if there's baked, because that's what I think you're going to hear from a lot of Bruins fans. Well, McAvoy is going to get better. And
yes.
DeBrusk is going to get better.
Healthy McAvoy. Healthy DeBrusk.
Yes. So is Matthews and Marner and Nylander and all those guys. Like, Toronto's guys are going to get better, too.
Yeah, but you got Char now for only $4 million, so you got that going for you.
Yeah, he's somebody who I don't think is going to get better. So I hope.
What's Rask going to do? How do you like Rask? You let Hudobin go for what, $50,000?
Yeah, to bring in Halak, who had worse numbers than Hudobin. The Bruins got worse, by the way.
How's that happen?
Toronto got better. Tampa might really get better with Erik Karlsson and be a super team in the Golden State Warriors of the NHL. The Bruins got worse. They got a worse backup goal. I know people love Halak. He had worse numbers than Hudobin the last two years.
Yeah.
Their bottom six got worse. There's no more Riley Nash. Not that you really care about the bottom six. I don't think John Moore is much of an upgrade, but if John Moore is your big signature move of the offseason, that should tell you something. You have a gaping hole in your top six. Rick Nash has not been replaced, and oh, by the way, he wasn't all that good. So the Bruins have actively gotten worse. Toronto got better. Tampa's head and shoulders better than you. I hope you enjoyed your one win in the second round last year. Because in the next 5 years, how many times are the Bruins advancing to the second round, though, having to go through Tampa and Toronto? Never mind an Eastern Conference final. Never mind a Stanley Cup final. Never mind winning the whole thing. Did the Bruins peak last year because the rest of the division, or at least two teams ahead of them in the division, the Atlantic, have gotten better and are now better than the Bruins? That's what occurred to me yesterday.
How much were they in on Tavares? How much did they really want Tavares? And why couldn't you sell Tavares on
Kevin
Durant?
Why was it short? It feels like they were as in on Tavares as the Celtics were in on Kevin Durant. They were like an also. Or like the Philadelphia.
They were invited to the table.
The Philadelphia 76ers are like patting themselves on the back for being in the mix for LeBron James. It felt like it was that.
We got a meeting with representatives.
Yeah, you were there,
I got made fun of this. I tried to do the Thanksgiving dinner comparison when the Celtics were invited to the Durant sweepstakes.
Uh-huh.
That when you get there, all of a sudden Golden State's the turkey. You know, maybe the next best team, you're going to be the stuffing. You get the mashed potatoes and gravy. I said, the Celtics were the pearled onions that sat there in a little bowl down at the end that nobody really stuck their fork in and said, you know what, it's nice to have you here because it dresses up the table.
I like those pearled onions, though.
I like a nice pearled onion. Yeah.
You do? You
it's creamy.
Weirdos at night.
Don't sleep. Don't sleep on a pearled onion.
Yeah, I can't stand them. Or like the cream corn. I don't know. What do you want to turn?
I love some cream corn.
Or maybe how about a turnips?
turnip? Come on now.
So what are the Bruins? I mean, you go to the barbecue. What are the Bruins?
The Bruins are more of a turnip, I feel like.
Hey, I brought the big squash. You know, to barbecue.
Everybody's like, that looks really good. Let me just kind of put that
to a vegetarian. You're a hero to a vegetarian.
Veggie burger.
Yeah, no, I'll have that on my second plate. I'm saving that one for my second plate. I'll get to it, though. Don't worry about the grilled onions.
Nice.
Two plates, huh?
So I'm curious, Bruins fans. How are you going to win a cup or get to an Eastern Conference final when you're gonna have to move heaven and earth just to get to round two with Toronto better than you and Tampa head and shoulders better than you, and maybe turning into the Golden State Warriors of the NHL if they get Erik Karlsson? 617-779-0985. Have the Bruins peaked? Something that occurred to me. We can get back into some Red Sox items. We can get back into Isaiah and all your Bruins phone calls coming up next.
Zulak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
See, I like this. This is tasteful. It's like it's not full on rage in season Bruins. This is your off season Bruins, though. Yeah. Tasteful.
I mean, makes me want to go to Carver and eat a turkey leg hold it with my hand. Is the King Richard's Fair.
King Richard's Fair.
Is that what it does?
Hello there, mate.
Get some mead.
Yes. Look at the fair maiden up there with her long hair. Allow your hair flowing down out of the window that I may climb up. To defend your honor.
Rapunzel.
Walk around those weirdos down here. There's sword fights.
I mean, I think I get the reference. I think I get the reference, but it seems like Silver gets it a little more than I do.
What?
King Richard's Fair? No, just the whole King Richard's Fair and the turkey leg.
I went chanting monks and all the...
I went one time. It was interesting, I guess.
It's a freak show. It's fine. It's a freak show.
That's what makes you want to do that song?
Joust was kind of cool.
I live from 1700, and I have armor on me, and I kill with an arrow.
Anyway,
your phone's going off in your pocket, you morons.
No,
answer your iPhone.
No Beetle today on Zoe and Beetle. It's Adam Jones in for Bertrand. I'm doing my best to reel in Zoe here on a getaway Friday.
Good. We're past 12, but you've done a great job so far.
You think?
Yeah, we're loaded on Bruins and Celtics. Let's go.
It's nice to hear. We'll get to your phone call, 617-779-0985. Can I respond to one tweet? At Adam Jones 98.5. Dave tweets in, Jones, there can be no Golden State Warriors of the NHL. Hockey's too competitive. It's not all predicated on talent. Who usually wants it more? There you go.
Oh.
The sport itself will not allow for super team dominance. Stick to hoops.
Really?
Where'd Gretzky go?
We just had back to back Stanley Cup champions in the Pittsburgh Penguins right before Washington.
There's some high end talent.
Prior to that, we had the Kings winning 2 out of 3. Sandwiched in there, we had the Blackhawks winning
Blackhawks with Taves.
With the Red Wings win 4 or 5 in the 90s to the 2000s. Yeah. The Devils won 3 in there. Rangers. You had the Gretzky Oilers in the 80s.
They were a wagon.
You had the Mike Bossy Islanders in the 80s.
Definitely
you had the Canadiens in the 70s.
Wagon.
I mean, just because the Bruins don't win all the time doesn't mean that there are no dominant teams in the NHL. You know, just because the Bruins haven't had that kind of run doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
This is like fan base on fan base crime. This is great.
Because it happens.
Yeah.
You idiots. It happens in the NHL just like it happens in every sport.
Bruins getting the playoffs every year,
though. There's no dynasties. There's no super teams in the NHL, Jones. What were the Oilers in the 80s? What were the Islanders with their 4 straight cups?
Right.
Please. 617-779-0985. Teams don't win 3 out of 4 like the Warriors, Jones. The Red Wings kind of did. You know, the Blackhawks just won 3 out of 5. What exactly is the difference? We'll get to your phone calls here, though. 617-779-0985. Let me ask you, Zoe. I would say we have 3 very clear Bruins calls on the line.
Right.
We also have someone hanging out on the Celtics, our Jaylen Brown discussion, and then we have Jones as a hypocrite, which really could be anything. Which direction would you like to go?
I want to go Jones as a hypocrite.
You want to start right into the Jones as a hypocrite?
Right there. That's why you're here.
It could really be any topic. My guess is it's Bruins, but Rich in the truck. Go ahead.
What do you got?
Hey, what's happening? Jones, how is Toronto better all of a sudden when you spent 2 weeks railing against the Bruins picking up Tavares? So now all of a sudden Toronto's better because they picked him up?
Yeah, I didn't say Tavares wasn't a good player. When did I ever say he wasn't a good player?
You said he's going to fold in the playoffs like he always does. How are they a better team now?
Well, Rich.
All of a sudden you're changing your
team. Yeah,
Rich, if you shut up, let me speak. I'd answer your question. So Toronto?
Wow.
Toronto pushed you to how far? How far did they push you last year without Tavares?
7 games.
7 games.
Toronto's pretty
talented,
Rich.
You don't think John Tavares, even if you think he's overrated like I do, you don't think he helps them?
I don't know. You said he wouldn't do anything.
Okay, I'm telling you, I think he helps them, Rich. Can you answer my question? You don't think he helps?
No.
Okay.
There you go.
But then why would they pay that money?
Rich, you want to talk about? Hey, Rich, you want to talk about being a hypocrite? Did you want John Tavares?
No.
Okay, I don't believe you. I don't believe you for 1 second. No, I didn't. Yeah. I think Bruins fans now didn't want John Tavares. Now they didn't get him. When they were in on him, top 10 player in the league.
Gotta get him.
Could you imagine if the Bruins got John Tavares? What would fans be saying?
The most popular team in town.
Get the duck boats ready! That's what they'd be saying. Now, Jones, what? You don't think that Toronto's better? Hey, idiot, they might have been better last year. They might have been better last year. Now they added John Tavares. So, yeah, they're better. They're better. And with all the baked-in improvements from their young guys, Charlie McAvoy isn't the only young player in the league who gets better. Jake DeBrusk isn't the only young player who gets – what happens is those guys on Toronto get better, too.
You would think.
Auston Matthews. And, by the way, Auston Matthews is better than Charlie McAvoy. So he's going to keep getting better, okay? So the Bruins have a nice young player in McAvoy, real nice young player. Toronto's got better young talent. So that's going to keep getting better, too.
It's funny how they were interested in Tavares, him being from there and all that. But I don't know.
He slept in his Maple Leafs jam jams growing
Stop
up
it.
with the little flap in the back where you didn't have to take him off to take a dump. So.
I had a Pittsburgh Steeler once, too, and I never wanted to play for them. So.
Did you have Pittsburgh Steelers?
Oh, yeah, sure. We had season tickets.
With the little flap?
Oh, yeah.
With the flap?
Yeah, the Lynn Swan jerseys,
I've never,
you name it, man.
I've never owned anything with the flap.
I had the actual pennant.
I feel like I was missing out.
Actually, had the wool pennant, well, that triangle.
Oh, I'm curious there about you your little jammies is what I'm curious about.
The flammable kind back in the day.
Flammable or flammable?
Didn't those things used to be made of like flammable material, and they had to
change it up? I can't speak to it.
Yeah.
Zoe said yes, but it didn't feel like that was a strong yes.
That was emphatic. Who you can go up in flames? Poor little kid with his jam jams.
Let's go to more phone calls here. Jay in Rhode Island would like to weigh in on my take that the Bruins peaked last year. Go ahead, Jay.
Jay, 3-2-1.
Jay.
Jay's getting stuff ready for supper tonight.
He must in
Rhode Island.
He must be watching Red Sox in 2.
Did you ever notice that?
He must be watching Sox in 2. I think he just nodded off watching
Sox in
2.
It's like a Rhode Island thing. They eat supper. They don't have dinner. They eat supper.
Oh, see, I think that's an old person thing.
Yeah, I think it's supper in Rhode Island.
In Rhode Island they call it supper? Tom Carroll is giving a thumbs up in the back there. Is he from Rhode Island?
Jim Leff talks about it, too. They have supper. They come out for supper. Like, who says supper? Doesn't even flow off the tongue.
I think it's an old person thing. My grandparents call it supper.
Take my back pills. Yeah.
Hey, we're going to squeeze in supper before the Red Sox game. I got to fall asleep by the third.
We're going to watch the 6 o'clock news. See what the weather's going to be for tomorrow.
Yeah.
We got Chuck Coletta coming with his jacket unbuttoned, sitting there doing all the news.
Let's go to Dane in New Hampshire. What's up, Dane?
Hey.
First,
hi.
Quick mention, you got to like a D battery, positive and negative on the same side.
Good.
Strong. Are you talking through a phone and a wire like
strong
two kids
reference.
Doing a treehouse?
No, not through a treehouse.
Like a little cup, you know, and you got the wire between the two cups.
The tin cans. Yeah. I think he's using Robert Williams' phone.
Yeah.
That bad.
There you go. Now that's better.
Yeah?
There you go.
All right.
Dane, what about the Carlson trade here, Dane? You're killing us.
Well, the Carlson trade, if Tampa Bay gets that player, I might dive off the Carlson thing.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't encourage that, but Tampa gets that much better. They're already better. Like, is anybody going to – I don't want to sit here fighting with Bruins fans about Toronto. Toronto was almost better last year, and they added Tavares. They're better. Tampa's clearly better, right? We all acknowledge that.
Of course.
And if they get Carlson, good luck. You'll never see an
Eastern
Conference
final. It's hammer time. You won't see a goal.
Well, there's that. Or you might.
Remember how pissed off when Claude was here, and you got pissed off when you had to either face – who was it? It was Washington, right? With the freaking zone trap.
Oh, yeah. No,
they packed it in?
Or was it Tampa?
I thought it was the Caps. I thought, yeah.
Boucher had a system.
Yeah,
Ottawa had it.
Yep.
Yeah,
they had that trap. Those 1-0, those 2-1 games. Those were a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Get a lead and sit back.
Yeah. I mean, Carlson may misplay a puck in his own zone, but he's also going to, you know, light it up for a couple of goals and a few assists as well. So, yeah, I you won't touch Tampa if they get Carlson. Yeah. So, what I thought he was about to say is that somebody has to go to make room for Erik Karlsson. I trust Yzerman to figure that out. I feel like he's tiptoed through those landmines. Someday they'll have to pay for those, but I feel like he'll figure that out. Ben's in the car waiting very patiently on our earlier Jaylen Brown discussion. Go ahead, Ben.
Hey, I don't think that we're overrating Jaylen Brown at all. And the reason is, you know, I don't know what his ceiling's going to be, but I definitely think his ceiling is amplified. Whatever it would have been, it's amplified by his work ethic and how he's just one of those players that I love to see on our team, and that is somebody who's always talking about trying to improve his game, always thinking about the game in a way where he's working on it, he's thinking about it, he's trying to improve, instead of somebody who just kind of bums along and doesn't really take it seriously and just wants the money. You know?
Well, he'll tell you that. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Brown made great strides year one to year two. Some of that feels like a cultivated image to me. Some of that feels like an image. So, I don't know. He'll tell you how hard he's working. He'll post his off-season workout videos. Let's see. Let's see if he makes another leap.
I think from a consistency standpoint.
He made a great leap year one to year two.
You could see with Jason Tatum, though, just the whole complete game. There'd be times where Brown would, I don't want to say disappear, but you could tell he didn't have it some nights.
Mm-hmm.
But, boy, when he did have it, there's high-end stuff there. There's no doubt about it. But if you look at a graph chart, Jason Tatum's the one.
I agree. Again, Tatum can be elite to me.
Sure.
Which means all NBA and MVP votes. You know, Brown has an all-star ceiling. So I just think Brown's been overrated, just like Isaiah was overrated by me. I made the mistake with Isaiah, by the way. I'm not blaming everyone else for that. Marcus Smart, Al Horford, Avery Bradley, Jay Crowder, like, a lot of guys here have been overrated, Celtics fans. So is Jaylen Brown just the latest? That's what occurred to me with the Isaiah stuff earlier. 617-779-0985. We continue to work our way through your Bruins phone calls. Bruins fans don't like hearing they peaked last year. They're not too young.
You're too young to peak. You can't peak when you're young.
Toronto's young and more young talent than the Bruins. 617-779-0985. And we can get back into the Red Sox. What was the story last night in that Red Sox game? Was it David Price or was it Mookie Betts? We'll do that after the update from Sean Silver.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Red Sox riding a 10-game winning streak. They got a 3.5-game lead in the AL East. Last night they beat the Blue Jays 6-4. Mookie Betts with the deciding blow, a grand slam in the fourth inning off of J.A. Happ. He had 5 RBI in the game in total. Rick Porcello on the mound, taking on Toronto tonight, 7-10 over at Fenway. A team note, Andrew Benintendi sent to the bereavement list. Sam Travis recalled from Pawtucket. Albert Pujols hit his 629th and 630th career home runs last night, tying Ken Griffey Jr. for 6th on the all-time list. In the NBA, Isaiah Thomas gets a 1-year, $2 million contract from the Denver Nuggets. Nuggets also made a trade last night with the Nets, moving Kenneth Faried and Darrell Arthur to Brooklyn. Brooklyn, in turn, turned around, sent Jeremy Lin to the Atlanta Hawks. Hawks looking for a suitor for Dennis Schroeder. At Wimbledon, 9-seed American John Isner in the fight of his life right now in the semifinals, taking on South African Kevin Anderson. We have seen tiebreakers in 3 out of the 4 sets, and it looks like we're headed to another one in the deciding 5th set of this matchup. Novak Djokovic, Rafael Nadal going later on. The Sports Hub headlines brought to you by Wendy's. Wendy's new 4-for-4 has more choices than ever. I'm Sean Silver, Boston Silver Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
Can they be replaced by robots?
Robots?
Doubtful.
I think it's silly.
So I can perfect 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And here comes Alex Cora. With Devin Travis coming up, he's going to go to the bullpen.
He'll get a nice round of applause for David Price.
And a little conversation here to start, but going to the bullpen. 5-3 lead for the Red Sox. And Mr. Price off the mound tonight with an opportunity for the win, and he bounced back very nicely here this evening.
Yes, he did. That was a nice outing for him after what he's been through the last couple of starts. He'll take that.
Workman coming on.
Todd sounded on Nesson last night when David Price was lifted mid-inning.
Nice outing considering what it's been. We'll take that.
Yeah, nice outing. I don't
know. And
that's
what's worth the standing ovation?
I don't know that it deserved a standing ovation. And it's 12:38 here on the Sports Hub. It's Adam Jones, Scott Zolak, no Mark Bertrand today, taking you up until 2 o'clock. On a Friday, we'll get to your phone calls, 617-779-0985. But first, I want to tell you about the Sports Hub American Red Cross Blood Drive this Saturday, July 14th, where you can donate from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Best Western in Woburn. Your first 80 donors will receive a coupon for a free appetizer from Waxy O'Connor. Zoe recommended the wings earlier today. Walk-ins are welcome, or if you don't feel like waiting, you can schedule an appointment right now at redcrossblood.org. The Sports Hub American Red Cross Blood Drive, Saturday from 10 to 3:30 at the Best Western in Woburn. I want to get to the standing O in a minute for David Price,
right,
but you brought up something interesting there, and I listened to it closer in that clip. I missed this the first time we played it earlier. Eck had to kind of tiptoe through complimenting David Price, right?
I don't want to say he was biting his lip, but it took everything probably out of him to... Yeah, nice little outing there, considering.
Yeah, nice little outing.
He had to throw in the considering what he's been through.
Get a nice round of applause for David Price.
He's like, can you believe this? Yeah. He's getting a standing ovation?
Don't you dare tell me there wasn't an eye roll in there.
For a quality, I guarantee you there was an eye roll. Dennis Eckersley's pitched in this city. Dennis Eckersley understands actual criticism. David Price is so thin-skinned, though.
It was a pity ovation.
He's so thin-skinned and so soft that in a market where he gets a standing ovation against a fourth-place team, 8 games below .500 in July for a quality start, not 7 shutout innings and 10 strikeouts where he really shoved it in the media's face and shoved it in the face of all the haters, a so-so start against a fourth-place team in July, oh, by the way, He gets a standing ovation.
Yeah.
And David Price thinks it's tough in this city.
Red Sox fans are trying to build him a backbone. That's the saddest part of this.
David Price thinks they're smarter than him. He thinks we're mean. I was ready to boo him in the first inning. I couldn't believe he didn't get booed in the first inning when he gave up a two-run shot to Teoscar Hernandez. He got a standing ovation for that last night. A standing ovation, Zoe.
Yep.
You want to tell me golf clap? Hey, nice outing there, guy. Way to be. Go get him, Tiger. Yeah.
I mean, that's what I called it. Nice outing.
If you want to give him that, fine. It was a nice outing.
But that's what you're setting your bar for standing ovation?
A standing ovation? A standing ovation. That was embarrassing. That's what I said.
You got fans reaching over the wall, touching the balls in play.
You have that play last night in what was it, the seventh or eighth inning?
Yep.
Where they reached over the monster on
the smoke double.
Excited
to get throw me up.
I was already worried about the future of baseball. Like, I was already worried about support. And, like, markets like this where baseball matters and we're supposed to get it, quote unquote, get it.
I would have grabbed it.
The fans last night are reaching over the monster and they're giving David Price standing ovations. Yeah. I shudder at the future of baseball. I said there's a death rattle in that sport. The sport is dying. Markets like this are keeping it alive. If that's how markets that care about baseball and supposedly, quote unquote, get it are acting, then I'm legitimately afraid for the future of baseball based on last night. David Price gets a standing ovation.
Yeah.
That right there that you can hear is embarrassing.
I can't hear music. I need to see the visual because it really didn't resonate on radio. You couldn't hear the cheer.
There were too many. If it was one or two people, it was too many. And it was more than that. I was watching last night when he left.
People on her feet with Betts is up. That's what you should be up for.
I can't hear Zoe in the studio, right? So we have the game on. I had to ask them back there. I'm like, did he get a freaking standing ovation? I'm watching on TV.
We need audio from last night.
I had to ask. And they're like, he got a standing ovation. I'm like, wow, for what? How? It was a quality start. He had a quality start against the team 8 games below 500 in July. July. What? That's a standing O now.
Yeah.
So I thought that was the story of the game last night. Zoe, you don't have a black heart. You actually thought it was Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts was the story
last
night.
Right, I thought Mookie Betts was the story. Because I think that's the way this thing's trending with this player. Superstar written all over it. That's the you go back to any point during the season. I'm not going to say that's the moment, but the Red Sox go deep and say they have some sort of historic run here and they end up winning the thing. That's one of the moments you go back to lead the DVD off with.
Yeah, because they got they got the win streak to 10, right?
Hell of an at bat. Mm. Got the win streak up there. He's your guy with flash.
Those win streaks tell you a lot about where the team's going, don't they?
Win streaks are those losing streaks for bad teams. I saw you know, you're all over that.
Well, no, I'm just saying. I mean, I know Cleveland Indians won 22 in a row last year.
Right.
And they lost in the first round.
Sure.
It's the Red Sox longest winning streak since 2016. Oh, okay. They won 11 in a row in 2016. What did that Red Sox team do in 2016? Do you remember, Zoe?
Oh, they were one and done.
Yeah, one and done. They got swept. Yeah. They got swept by the Cleveland Indians.
Yep.
So I don't know. I mean, maybe we'll look back at this win streak and say, boy, that was the moment I knew. That's the moment I knew. When they're on their way out, when they're on the duck boats, we'll say that's the moment I knew. I'm still not so sure. Nice moment, though, for Mookie Betts.
I think you have a different rating of what's rated, what's overrated, what's underrated. Even Lifshitz is trolling you on Twitter. Dan Lifshitz says you probably even underrate your own kid.
Well, there's no probably about it. I told you earlier today, I was not very high on the kid this morning. With the quick turnaround on the show.
He's got that big gambling show now with Joe Murray, right?
Yeah.
Over and under.
Yeah, it's...
I doubled down on that. I bang on that. You know, Isaiah's not going to be there. What do you want to talk to guys about?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Toronto now is... They're the new odds-on favorite for Kawhi.
Been telling everybody this for 3 months
I think you lay down that bet.
Is Jones as Lifshatz lisping over there? That's interesting.
I say you lay down that bet. That's what I say you do. Yeah.
It sounds like a smoking Kip from Napoleon Dynamite.
It sounds like if Lifshitz and Hook had a kid.
Oh, no.
You're saying it's not a strong impression, right, is what you're saying.
It's one of your worst.
In my head,
Dan Roach won a spot on.
In my head, that was a strong impression.
Dan Roach. By the way, Dan Roach is, if you missed it earlier in the show.
Dan Roach running
Dan
a funeral
Roach
parlor.
Dan Roach put a random tweet out last night.
Yeah.
First two jobs prior to me getting involved in sports here was washing cars. I was a car detailer, and I worked at a funeral home.
I worked at a funeral home. It was a good time. We worked in a funeral home. Yeah. Instead of putting
Where'd you die from? Putting
a frown. Yeah. They die happily in old age in their sleep? No? It was a long, drawn-out battle and a slow, slow death? Oh, you don't say. Oh, that's a shame. Well, yeah. I was sure when I embalmed him, instead of putting a little frown on the face, I made sure to give him a smiley face. That'll cheer you up, won't it?
I almost had a heart attack saying the first time David Ortiz slapped me on the ass when I walked by. Like, hey, Dave. Hey, Dan.
This wasn't just random by Roach. This has been going to some of the media people in the city.
Yeah, I worked at a funeral home. Yeah.
Levin Reed, for instance. Paper Route, on the line at Burger King, Toys R Us ticket writer.
Where were you again, Zoe? You worked at an American Eagle?
American Eagle Outfitters.
I'm floored.
Century,
I am floored that I thought American Eagle started when I was a kid.
I have a piece of American Eagle.
I have no concept.
That said established 1977.
It's a big piece of Americana.
Ooh, that's a good point. Yeah, what was the year on?
They
those
love
things?
Having the established.
I
year
had some.
On
I had some. I had some nice. Some
EST. I thought 1967 for Abercrombie and Finch, right?
67?
Was that Polo?
I thought American Eagle was newer.
Polo 67.
American Eagle is newer, Jones.
Look that
we looked
there,
it up at the beginning of the show. 1977.
I bet you Polo 67.
Abercrombie. I'll tell you. I'd have to drive from rural Vermont. I'd have to drive a nice long way to go to an Abercrombie. Get myself a nice American Eagle tee. Nice graphic tee nice. There from American Eagle.
You nailed Ralph Lauren.
And then some nice cargo shorts.
Yeah, I remember when they put one of those in at the Cape Cod Mall. Oh, look out.
I know. I used to go next door, like I said. I used to buy the jams next door at Chess King. Jam shorts, you remember those?
No. I don't know jam shorts, nor do I know Chess King.
Yeah,
no, you said that earlier,
you're
and I said, what? No, I don't know. What are jam shorts?
Jams were the long board shorts, but they had like crazy designs all over them, and they had a tie on.
Oh, like a Zubat. Yeah, were they like a Zubat, but
it was
a short?
Like a cut-off Zubash pants, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, those sound
stylish. You wore them with tank tops.
Those sound kind of cool.
I was a meathead.
So like Gronk would probably wear them.
Right. He'd love them.
Jam shorts.
Jams.
All right. Well, those, don't sound, don't sound so bad.
Yeah. Abercrombie established 1892. They're old.
No.
They're like Levi Strauss old.
Wow. 1892?
No.
That doesn't even make
sense. So there's David Abercrombie.
Yeah, you'd see all those pictures of Teddy Roosevelt.
David
Abercrombie. Founded
Abercrombie and Fitch.
All the Rough Riders would wear Abercrombie. I remember that now.
An upscale sporting goods store, 1892.
Yeah, no, now that you mentioned it, you do see it in all those old photos. 617-779-0985. There's a lot of you waiting patiently on a potpourri of topics. We will get to you. Coming up next.
If you think Zolak is hard to contain on air,
balls everywhere.
You should work in the same building with him.
Did Zo leave?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're coming up on 1 o'clock, 98.5, the Sports Hub. Zoe and Bertrand. No Bertrand today, which means you're stuck with me. Adam Jones with you until 2 o'clock. Zoe's here. Sean Silver's here. We're taking your phone calls, 617-779-0985. Zoe says Mookie Betts is the story of last night's game. I think it's that dumb standing ovation for David Price. I want to get to Mookie, though, a discussion that we had, and we can do it coming up, Zoe. Why isn't Mookie Betts more popular in Boston? I'm not saying he's not a bad player.
Right.
Just why isn't he more popular? And we went through and we made our little list of most popular athletes in Boston. And spoiler alert, Mookie Betts is not in the top five for either of us.
All right.
So why is that? We can get back into that coming up. But in the meantime, let's knock out some phone calls. A lot of you waiting patiently. Still some Bruins phone calls out there. You want to take a few of those? So?
Yeah.
How's about Gary in Foxborough?
Hi, Gary.
What's up, Gary?
Adam, Scott, how are you, boys? Great show.
Thanks.
Preach.
Good. Listen, real quick, that guy earlier that did not want John Tavares, he would be the first guy in line to get his jersey if they got him. So
please. Gary, you're so right about that. He would be he would be calling every day, get the duck boats ready, if they
Absolutely.
Got John Tavares.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you guys that Tampa and Toronto are ahead of Boston, and with their young talent, you're right, it is only going to get better. But one thing that you said earlier, that they have a gaping hole on the second line because of Rick Nash.
Yep.
I'm afraid that there's another hole because as every day goes by, David Krejci scares me more and more. And I don't know. I just want to know if you guys think that it may be time to maybe peddle off a little bit of young talent to get some players that can win now. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
What, you mean keep Krejci?
Well, I mean, aren't they kind of stuck? Aren't they kind of
stuck
with him?
He's got the no trade, but I mean,
so what I think he's angling towards, and I'll, even if he's not, I'll ask it. Would you trade Krug for front six help, top six help?
Yeah.
I need to know the player. I know that's like a weasel answer, high end player.
Right.
But if it's Panarin, I trade Krug for Panarin.
Yeah.
If it's Skinner, I got to think about it. If it's Wayne Simmons, I think I'm out. I originally was like, Wayne Simmons, but Simmons is aging. He's got 1 year on his deal. Would I trade Krug for him? No. I'm higher on Krug than most. I actually think, I know I hate everything, Zoe.
It's a little bit of locker room, too. Krug's a good locker room guy. You know, and I know people that, well, it's not about that. It's about how do you play, and he's not big enough.
Oh, right. I forgot. I'm not a pro Krug guy just because I'm 10-2. I like Krug.
We use it going all the time.
I like
He tells Krug. Us he turns off hockey talk. When he starts talking hockey, he turns the radio off. So he can't take it.
Oh, he's like David Price.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't listen to the radio.
Yeah, he says we're good on everything else, though. Loves the baseball talk.
Oh, so he does listen to the other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I thought he was just saying he didn't. When's the last time he listened
Krug's,
to AM
Krug's
or,
good dude.
Or FM radio?
Good dude. I love Tory Krug.
I actually think Krug's deal is a good. People act like
it's a good deal.
They act like he's overpaid. I think Krug is a great deal.
But
the
reason I would say you would even consider trading Krug is because I value what he is and how good the deal is that you actually have to give something up to get something good in return.
Correct, yes.
I'm so tired of these people that want to give up nothing or give up picks to go acquire some player that we're all familiar with.
Trade Bjork.
Yeah.
See what you can get for Bjork. You can't get anything. Okay. I mean, I shouldn't say anything, but like, I understand the logic behind moving Krug, potentially, because McAvoy can replace a little of what he does. Grizzlick can replace a little bit of what he does. You know, Krug on the power play, Grizzlick on that left side. Like, I got it. But I prefer they hold on to Krug. But for the right player, I would move him. Again, Panarin's available, then yeah, you do that. You know, I'm not doing that for everybody in the top six.
Huh.
But I do think on top of the whole Tampa's better and Toronto's better, and they both are, than the Bruins also have gotten actively worse this offseason.
Right.
Like, even if it's just as simple as they had Rick Nash in their top six, now they don't. And you think they spun their wheels everywhere else or made mild improvements everywhere else.
Well, you've done it by other people's additions. You know, the other teams have added good, young, popular talent.
I would make the case the Bruins have subtracted, too, while those teams have added.
Fair.
They don't have. Nash was not great.
Who's your backup goalie now?
I think Halak is worse than Hudobin.
I know, and I think Hudobin saved your ass at times last year when Rask's head wasn't right.
He has been the last 2 years,
like,
by the way.
Like, they nickel and dimed over that guy. $50,000, you couldn't keep him.
Halak got to a Stanley Cup final like 10 years ago. Halak the last 2 years is at worse numbers than Hudobin. Okay, I don't know what John Moore is in your on defense, but if that's your signature move, that kind of stinks. Okay, your bottom six you've downgraded. Riley Nash was really good last year. What if you replace Riley Nash with exactly in your bottom six? Tim Schaller had 12 goals last year. What exactly? We're talking about their fourth line. It shouldn't be that hard to replace, but they haven't replaced it. So, like, I don't know. I heard all the same crap about Nick Holden at the trade deadline last year. Oh, he's going to take Tory Krug's minutes, and Tory Krug's going to bump down to a third pair guy that I heard about John Moore, who, by the way, is on, like, his fourth team now. And I just, if that's your big move, then it's been a crappy offseason. It's not done yet, but it's been a dud of an offseason for the Bruins. And, oh, by the way, Tampa and Toronto both got better. Well, Toronto got better, and Tampa has the potential to get a lot
better.
Which
team are you more concerned
with
getting
Eric
better?
With Eric Carlson. Ask again?
Which team would you be more concerned with getting better, Tampa or Toronto? Well, which one bugs you more?
I guess I would answer Toronto because I think they passed you, whereas Tampa was just already better. I mean, I can already wrap my head around Tampa being better. Let's go to how's about Ben and Sterling. What's up, Ben?
How are you, fellas?
Hey!
So I have an interesting take. Just hear me out on this real quick.
What makes it interesting?
Debatable.
I have really followed the Celtics season last season. I really try to watch how these players play. I don't think that you can separate Brown and Tatum right now, and I'll explain to you why real quick. So, you know, Brown is a very aggressive, very strong. He tends to lack in his handling. He tends to turn the ball over a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at Tatum, he's a lot smoother. And he's obviously a better shooter. That's why people give him the ceiling that he has. I think if both of them play together, it can smooth out the best or the worst parts of each other's game.
Sort of an ebb and flow between each other, you're saying.
Hmm. Yeah, like
a yin and a yang, if you will.
In and out.
Yeah, so what you do is you make Brown slow it down a little bit, still be aggressive, but he's
so if you could talk to Brad Stevens, like next time Brad Stevens calls the show, you want me to tell him, ask him if he could get Jaylen Brown just to kind of slow it down. Don't attack as much.
No, definitely attack, but just like the handling wise.
Yeah, just work on this.
Go slower.
Maybe practice it a little more.
And then have Tatum be the one that's get him a little bit more aggressive. I know rookies are technically going to be a little bit more
lax. Beat Tatum with a stick.
See, now what I think he's saying, Zoe, is I think he's saying if you put them together, you could take the best attributes of each and turn them into one player, you'd have the perfect player.
Them together is what excites all Celtic
fans.
That's why they're untouchable.
If Danny, and Danny's pretty good, so he might be able to figure
this
out.
I don't know, that guy watched pretty closely.
If Danny could just figure out a way to just combine them into one player. Yeah, turn that phone off.
God dang.
If Danny could just figure out a way to combine them into one player, you'd have the perfect player.
Right.
I think is what he's saying. The miracle of modern science. That's what we need.
Let's talk about Mookie Betts next.
Well, let's talk about Mookie Betts next, right after the headlines.